Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 81st episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled The Terrible Trio. Original air date, November 11th, 1995. Last week's episode was September 26th, 1994. It's been almost a year since we'd had new episodes of Batman the Animated Series. If you remember, the first season was actually 60 episodes. Second season, third season have been 10 episodes. Season 4 is actually only 5 episodes, and then we have a season 5 which consists of another 5 episodes, and then we go to the last season, which is 20 episodes, I believe, and that might have been split up into 2 seasons. But yeah, we have a really short season now with only 5 episodes going, and this is the first of those. Like I said, it's really weird, almost one whole year without new episodes. So if you were watching this as a kid, you got reruns for almost a whole year. It's kind of weird, but the show is just that good. All right, our title card is our first animated title card that we have gotten in the series. Now, I know we had some, such as the Mr. Freeze origin story, but that wasn't really an animated title card. That was just a title overlaid on top of the opening animation. But this, you see the title card, which is just 3 masks of animals, a fox, a shark, and a vulture. And the title, Terrible Trio, has like this wavy animation to it. It's really nothing special, but it's kind of cool that we do get something different. We start off the episode with a robbery, and it's 3 men in animal masks. They're beating up a security guard, and they steal a bunch of money from a safe. So it's just like 3 guys. One's wearing a fox mask, the other a shark mask, and the third a vulture mask. I mean, there's really nothing special about them since they're just... It's just guys wearing slacks, first of all, and jackets. So they're not like a like in a supervillain suit or anything. It's just dudes in masks. They take the money and they shoot this line out the window so they can slide out into a boat that they have nearby so they can make their getaway. But before they leave, the fox seems really interested in what the guard is getting paid.
So, what do they pay you here, Henry? $9, $10 an hour? A grand total of what? $4.25 a week?
Fox, come on!
Let's see, that'd be $21,000 a year. Can that be right?
The fox grabs a wad of money and he throws it to the guard as some sort of payment for services rendered, they say. But the guard throws it back in their face. He doesn't want any part of this. At that moment, Batman and Robin break through the door and they rush inside. The trio, a terrible trio as it were, make their escape out the window. Robin slides out the same window line, but the trio cut the wire and Robin falls. He shoots a grapple and swings himself to safety in a way that breaks the laws of physics. But hey, it's a cartoon, right? So I shouldn't be nitpicking that kind of stuff. The trio get in their boat as Robin chases after them, and the fox goads Robin to take him down. But then Batman yells at Robin to stop. We see that the trio have rigged the pier with dynamite. The fox sets off the dynamite and blows up the pier as Robin jumps into the water. Batman dives in and rescues Robin as the terrible trio get away. We cut to this really short, pointless scene of Bruce and Dick reading the newspaper about the terrible trio's latest crimes. Like, seriously, there's no point to that scene at all. Then we cut to some sort of country club where we see rich guys shooting at clay pigeons. And don't worry, they're not shooting birds. Clay pigeons are those clay discs that get thrown into the air by a machine and then a person shoots them. One of the people shooting is Bruce Wayne. Oh man, all that hate mail the network must have got in. Because Batman can't be seen holding a gun. Oh, get over it. So there's another guy with him named Warren. And he's just like some lame redhead young kid. He looks like an even more generic version of Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen. Warren is annoyed because Bruce says thank you to the guy working the clay pigeon machine. He's all like, oh, you're being awfully chummy to the help, aren't you? And then his buddies show up, and they're like, don't get Warren started. You know how he feels about being nice to the help. What? So, it's just like some dude named Gunther and Army. Not Arnie, Army. Warren is like super cocky, and he thinks that charity work is lame and helping others is lame. Gee, I wonder if these three idiots are going to be the terrible trio. So they claim to have done it all. They've run with the bulls, shot game from hot air balloons, killed a great white shark. They are bored, and they wonder, what do hunters do when there are no more tigers to hunt? We then cut to some old rich guy chastising his daughter, Rebecca, about her short dress. Bruce shows up and greets them, but she seems bored and she's very rude. She leaves. She sees Warren and runs over to him and kisses him. And her father seems angry about all this, but she says he's going to be even angrier when he sees the bill for her new dress. Whoa, it was $5,000. It's a good thing they're not millionaires or anything. We go to Warren's penthouse, and he's making out a check for $5,000 so Rebecca won't get in trouble. She says that she'll see him in the pool, and she walks away all seductively as Warren and his friends just stare at her butt. Okay, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I would not be checking out my friend's girlfriend, especially right in front of him. Or for that matter, I would not be happy if I catch my friends checking out my girl's butt. Anyway, Army says that Rebecca is just wasting Warren's money, but Warren says that it's okay because her father is going to reimburse them. Then he smiles like all evilly. You see, Warren is going to rob Becca's father because Warren is the fox from the terrible trio. Did you get it? Because it was subtle. So I hope you got it when he's holding a fox statue, staring at the camera and giving an evil smile. It's night now, and we see the trio breaking into Rebecca's dad's house. Also, her dad's name is Fallbrook, so I don't have to keep calling him Becca's dad. So they break into Fallbrook's house. Shark and Vulture don't think that this is a good idea since they've always stolen from strangers, but they all know who Fallbrook is and he knows who they are. That moment, Fallbrook catches them and points a rifle. He calls the cops, but they manage to trip him up and disarm him anyway. They beat the crap out of him and run away, but before they leave, Fox takes this fancy pin that Fallbrook was wearing. The trio escape via the window as the cops arrive, and they speed off in their car, and the cops just stand there, like looking like, what was that all about? I wonder if that car speeding away from the scene of a crime had something to do with the crime. Batman hears about the robbery in the Batmobile and he starts giving chase. The trio's car is set up with weapons and they throw grenades at the Batmobile. The grenades all miss and then Batman shoots a hook into their car. It's okay. I mentioned about Robin saving himself from falling out the window with physics or breaking the laws of physics, but it's a cartoon and it shouldn't matter. And this is probably like the most nitpicky thing I'm like ever done on this show. And I know I've done like quite a lot of that, but this is probably the most. It just annoys the hell out of me. So Batman shoots a huge claw. It's like this huge claw, like the ones that get like the toys out of the machines. He shoots it into their car. The claw grabs onto the trunk of their car. Now we get a scene inside the car and we see that Vulture who's in the back seat almost got impaled by this claw. Because now the claw is like all the way inside the car, which unless the trunk is literally flat right next to the back seat shouldn't happen. So unless they're driving like a, not even Volkswagens have their motor in the back, so it's not even like a Volkswagen. It'll just literally be a car with the back seat right next to the trunk. So there's no trunk in this car, but that's not what it looks like. Then Shark shoots the cable holding the claw and the claw breaks free. But now we see that the car has like no damage from this at all. So it's just annoying to me. Batman is still chasing after them, but then Fox tells Vulture and Shark to throw the money out the window. They start throwing the money out and people on the street start shouting, "Free money!" They all run into the street and Batman has to drive into an alleyway where he almost crashes into a wall so he won't run over the crowd. Batman gets frustrated and the terrible trio escape. We cut to the hospital where we see Fallbrook dying. So, geez, that must have been one hell of a punch there. So here they use that technique where something is a still painting and only certain parts are animated, but it just looks awful here. Fallbrook is painted in a completely different light than the rest of the characters. He's like really pale, like he looks like he already died. Rebecca's crying and Bruce shows up to console her. Then Warren shows up and tells Rebecca that she needs to get away, so he's gonna take her to the mountains to cheer her up. And she leaves with him! What? Yeah, I'm sure when my father was on his deathbed, the best thing I could have done was leave. Bruce goes back inside, and he sees that Fallbrook's face has a mark on it, and it's a small triangle on his cheek. So now we're up in the mountains of Gotham, I guess, in the wooden cabin, where Warren and his buddies are drinking cocoa with the Baxter. Rebecca wonders if she should be there, and Warren says that it seems, he's like, huh, it almost seems like you care about the old coot. And she's like, well, I mean, after all, he's my dad. I don't know why she talks like Roseanne. Becky. So the other guys tell her that the hospital is only an hour away, and it has their number anyway, so if anything happens, they'll get a call. Warren brings her like this hot plate of food and tells her he's going to cheer her up whether she likes it or not. He takes out a handkerchief, but something falls out of it. Becca picks it up and she realizes it's her father's pin. But how did they get it? Oh no, Warren is the fox? That must mean that these three guys are the terrible trio. What? So for some reason, instead of just making up a lie or something, Warren just like admits to everything. He didn't just say your father dropped it at the country club and I picked it up and I was going to give it to him and totally forgot. No, he just admits to everything. So we're in the Batcave and Batman and Robin have matched the mark on Fallbrook's face to the ring of the fraternity known as Delta Sigma Alpha, which Warren and his buddies are a part of. It's a frat for rich kids. And Batman explains that each of the trio inherited their fortune from oil, which is Warren, Army from an aerodynamics firm, and Gunther from overseas shipping. Land, air, and sea? Whoa, you mean to tell me that these three are the terrible trio? Oh my god! Okay, Batman seems a super angry about this. I mean, like, seriously, he even says this.
Scoundrels like these are worse than the Joker. At least he's got madness as an excuse.
What? Are you kidding me? Worse than the Joker? The guy that's killed thousands of people. And probably at once. You mean just because, at least he has madness on his side. What? That does not make these idiots worse than him. It's, whoa. So back to Becky and the trio, and they explained that they were bored, and that's why they stole things. Oh my god, these guys are horrible. Instead of, you know, like Joker who kills people for his own amusement, these guys are the worst. They steal things because they're bored. And they were planning on paying everyone back that they stole from. So they asked Baxter if she was going to tell anyone, and she says, she's like, no. But Warren doesn't believe her, so he says they need to kill her. What, dude? That's like quite a huge leap, man. You were stealing things from, like, old rich people. Now you're just going to straight out kill somebody? Warren grabs a rag with chloroform to knock her out. And it looks like he poured half the bottle into it. So you know what? That's probably going to kill her anyway. We then cut to Rebecca inside her car. And the trio are just pushing it off a cliff. Like, whoa! Seriously, this episode just escalated, like, quickly. They just straight out throw her off a cliff in the car like Toons is the driving cat. But then a hook appears and he grabs the car, lowering it to safety. We see that the Batwing is responsible for that, and Batman tells Robin to pilot the ship, and then he like jumps out. He chases after the trio in his hang glider, which we haven't seen in a while, honestly. For a minute there, in the early episodes, like season 2 or something, like this was Batman's favorite way of getting around. Actually, it wasn't even season 2, it was in the early episodes of season 1. He, like, when he fought the ninja, when he fought the robot Batman, like when he fought the literal cat werewolf guy, he would use his hang glider for everything. I think the last time we saw it was when he fought the the cat werewolf thing, whatever his name was, when Catwoman got turned into a Catwoman. So we haven't seen this in a while, so I guess it's pretty cool, but still, it's just, I find it funny to see Batman in a hang glider. He easily takes out Shark and Vulture, but Fox runs away into a shed. We hear an engine, and Fox breaks through the shed door in a snowmobile. He tries to run over Batman, but misses. Batman, on foot, catches up to the snowmobile, and he jumps on it. He and Fox have a small fight, where Fox tries to kill Batman with a pickaxe. Batman takes out Fox and knocks him off the snowmobile before it just drives off a cliff. Batman captures Fox, but then Fox gives Batman an offer.
Let's go, Fox. You've raided your last chicken coop.
Wait a minute. We can make a deal. $1 million to let me go. Ah! 10 million! Think about it. Buys a lot of batarangs.
Your money's no good here.
Okay, fine. Go ahead, take me in, hero. I've got every judge in town in my pocket. You'll see. I'll get justice, the best that money can buy.
We fade to black, and then to a jail cell. Warren is put inside, and then he sees like this sink with cockroaches on it, and his cellmate, which is like this huge, bald, scary-looking dude. Warren backs away, but bumps into the cell bars, and realizes what his life now is. The end. Alright, we do got some after show notes for this. So the Terrible Trio were originally created in Detective Comics number 253 on March of 1958. They were a band of scientists who turned to crime because they were bored with the real world. I mean, there's really not much else to them. They're either bored scientists or bored rich kids. I know later on they fought like Dr. Inferno, I believe his name is. And they became like a somewhat supernatural group, but they were just like some dudes using magic. I don't know, it's kind of lame. In the series The Batman, they tried changing up the characters to actually be animal monsters instead of just wearing masks. They did this by stealing some of Man-Bat's formula. And I mean, I guess that's more creative than just some dudes with masks. But there's no escaping the fact, these are really lame characters. So, I mean, not really much else to say about them. Let's go to the Batcave Archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alrighty, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is the 81st episode. First episode in four seasons. In season four, I mean. So, where would I rank this one? This one's not even, I'm not even gonna joke about putting this one near the top 10. This is an awful episode with awful villains. This is going way at the bottom. And, I don't know, right away I considered making this the number 81. This is a horrible episode. The villains are so lame. I mean, this feels like it should have been Batman finds out these rich kids are stealing stuff, because right away, from the beginning, Bruce Wayne suspects Warren and his idiot buddies of being the Terrible Trio. Like, right away. The episode should have been Batman suspects these dudes and then just beats the ever-loving crap out of them for the next 20 minutes of this 22-minute episode. I mean, seriously, it's rich kids. This feels like this should have been a crime that Robin took care of. Like, Batgirl could have taken care of this. And I mean, at this point, she's only had two adventures, so that's why I'm putting her down like that, but like, seriously, this should have been something where Batgirl and Robin team up to find these criminals committing crimes in their college or something. Because it's rich dudes in masks. This is like Batman fighting three Justin Beavers or something. This is so lame. It's seriously bad. And it's not even like that exciting an episode. It's like the mystery. Oh, who are the Terrible Trio? It's probably these three idiots who we've shown, and they're like super cocky and they think that poor people are bad. So it's not really a mystery or anything. It's just Batman taking his time to beat up three rich kids. I mean, that's really it. Number 79, we have Prophecy of Doom, which was an early episode where Batman beats up some old guy who's pretending to be a psychic. And at number 80, we have Fire from Olympus, which is the episode where Batman beats up Maxi Zeus, who's some other idiot who thinks that he's the god Zeus. So if you notice the pattern here, the last episodes ranked are the ones where somebody pretends to be something. It's not even like they are this thing. It's just they pretend to be. And it's bad. I don't know if this is worse than Fire from Olympus. Because as much crap as I gave that episode, I mean, Maxi Seuss is an idiot character and he's pretty lame. But I guess he has some upside to him. At least he has a gimmick. I mean, the gimmick for these guys is that they wear masks. At least Maxi Seuss went all out on his gimmick and he lived the gimmick. I mean, he kept it kayfabe. If you watch wrestling, that would be hilarious. So he kept it kayfabe. I mean, I guess there's that. So, you know what? I'm going to rank this down there. Our new number 81, our last episode on the list, is our season 4 opener, The Terrible Trio. All right, everybody, that's going to be it for the show this week. I'm sorry it's such a short episode, but honestly, this is not a good way to kick off the season. The animation in this episode was really bad. The storytelling, I felt, was bad. So it's not really a good way to kick it off. And sadly, I don't think the episodes, at least for the rest of this season, get any better. There might be a few little hidden gems, but not much. Not until we really get to the redesign seasons is when we start getting better writing and such. Because, I don't know, it's going to be it's going to be fun. Because I'm going to have to kind of, I don't remember what the next episodes are. I think there might be a few gems there, but if this one is any indication, then we're in for quite a season. You know, we'll see what our expectations of it are going to turn out to be. But, you know, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. That's captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are
beyond limitations, beyond restriction.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Digging holes, tiny paws up the hill. Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that horse? What does the fox say? What the fox say? The secret of the fire.